a student's experience, racial gambling, SX Socialist Party sexual harassment at university, is often just an accepted norm. There's the surface level stuff, street harassment, being told you have a nice bum by random middle-aged men that drive by in their cars, unwanted advances from guys on your course, or in societies with you. Guys demanding that you dance with them, even though you've already said no multiple times. Having your waist felt up by random men in clubs as they move past you. Everyone's familiar with that, so it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. The more insidious instances are usually from guys you actually have an initial attraction to. There are long-term mental health effects to this type of sexual abuse. I personally ended up in a situation at a party. I still find myself unsure whether the incident actually qualifies as sexual abuse, since I was a willing participant. At least I was with the amount of alcohol I had in my body. But I wasn't in a position to give consent that night. I wouldn't want to go to the police about it. I don't want to have that event picked apart by people I've never met before. I was left questioning my recollection of events for months because of a version of events I was given by the perpetrator. I think a lot of women at university end up in situations like these. Sexual abuse on campuses goes hand in hand with psychological abuse, so the men can avoid facing consequences for their actions. With this comes a lot of emotional processing that young women aren't equipped to handle, what with a limited number of mental health resources on campus and an invasive reporting system, through both law enforcement and the universities themselves. They are left processing this information on their own most of the time, and with that comes a deep depression unique to those traumatized by such events.